The Ron Van Dam Show is intended for mature audiences.
Oh, so that's what ironic means.
Yes, honey. Yes, it does.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. Good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you.
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. I am Ron Van Dam. Now that we've got that straight, I'm out of material. Now it's Thursday. Oh my God. You know what happens on Thursday? Because I don't know. What happens Thursday? Thank you. Welcome to the program. Those of you in the studio audience, please don't touch anything. Hey, you. Don't touch that. Stop it. Unbelievable. 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 You invite people into your studio and they go touching things. Welcome to the program. It's not hump day. It's the day after. I don't know what the hell that means. Thank you very much. Oh, man. I live in the Boston area. They are forecasting another winter storm tomorrow. I'm sick of the winter storms. I don't mind the winter. Just stop with the storms. Can you just stop that for a little while? If you don't forecast them, they won't happen. Stop forecasting them. You bring them on psychologically when you do that. These weather people, you know, the weather people. They have big maps behind them, maps that are bigger than their head. And they point to stuff happening, and they show these big fronts coming through and these like rain clouds and snow things and different colors on there. It's a very pretty map, don't get me wrong. Pink is supposed to be a very pretty color. Well, on a weather map, it means that there's going to be ice and your car will skid off the road. And you'll die of shoveling snow. It's not that colorful. It's not that colorful. Dark purple, one of my favorite colors growing up, it's a sign of certain weather catastrophe. It's just, I don't know. Hey, the world is not in a good place right now. I don't know if you're following the news. You really should, because stuff's happening. It's a very frustrating time, so I'm trying to keep my mind off of things that apparently matter, but I can't do anything about. Yeah, you know. First, Trump became president. I had to put up with that shit for 4 years. And then the pandemic. Oh, my God. Remember that? Oh, do you remember the pandemic? It wasn't that long ago. We're coming out of it. And as soon as we're coming out of the pandemic, boom, another problem. Yeah, the pandemic, oh my God, the world's falling apart. And then we start getting, okay, it's going to be spring and things are going to be wonderful. And then Putin decides to invade Ukraine. And now we got a world thing going on, you know, with the superpowers with nuclear weapons. And, can you just please let us have a good time for a little while? It's affecting the stock market and the value of your money. And cybersecurity is, like, tightened. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ, will you please, can't we just have a sandwich and a drink and get on with it? Apparently not. So there you go. Man, life is a stress ball these days, isn't it? A stress ball? God. Anyway, my father said a few things to me. that made sense, not at the time, but in retrospect, they made sense. And one of the things he said was, if you can't do anything about it, then don't stress over it. And he was right. Doesn't solve the problem, but he was right. So anyway. So, what is it, Thursday, tomorrow will be Friday, then Saturday and Sunday. I think I got this down now. Yeah, I don't know, man. The entire country seems to, yesterday in the Boston area, we hit a new record. They're saying that all the time about everything. Have you noticed that? Yes, the polar ice caps are melting at a record pace. Another record? These records are not good records. Yes, in the Olympics, Mayo Comballs, I don't know the person's name, broke the record for fastest land speed in the Olympics or something. That's good. That's nice. Good for you. How does that affect me? It doesn't. So good for you. But now the records that are broken are starting this has been the coldest winter on record. Okay, that doesn't sound good. Yes, last summer in the United States and in many places around the world, it was the hottest summer ever on record. Okay, what does that mean? Are we turning into a virtual hell? You know that term, when hell freezes over? That's a possibility now. That's possible. We could break that record too. I'm sick of breaking these records, man. Stop it with the records. Stop breaking them. As it was the largest amount of snow in one day in 30 years, which breaks the record, because 30 years ago we didn't know what the records were. Stop it with the records. Stop the records. It is what it is. Stop comparing it to numbers. Why do we have to do that? Read a report today. Again, I'm in the Boston area. What the hell? If you're in San Francisco, I'm sure you got the same problems, okay? The cost of a one bedroom apartment in Boston, Massachusetts today averages $3,000 a month. Okay, let's just stop there. Are we breaking another record again? How the hell are you supposed to live somewhere when it's $3,000 a month for a one-bedroom apartment? Are you serious? Well, yes. Boston is now the second most expensive city to live in the United States as far as rental is concerned. That's just great. That's congratulations. What? How are people supposed to live with that? Apparently, a year or so ago, there were plenty of apartments available. There was 30% of the apartments were available, becoming available. Now, today, 1% of all apartments are available, so there's no apartments. So landlords are raising the prices because they know that, it's supply and demand. I demand a supply. Well, then you're going to pay for it. That's not good. It just seems that everything is... I went to the supermarket a few days ago, and all of a sudden, the stuff that I like is no longer on the shelf, and I went up to the manager at the supermarket. You can tell the manager because those are the people that look like they don't really have to do anything. They're just in charge. And I said, what's with all the empty shelves? What's going on here? So it's been like that for about a year now. We order things and they just don't come in. I said, oh, that's good. Have a nice day. Thank you very much. Ron, you can't do anything about it. So that's it. That's about the end of it. My allergies have been kicking up and I don't understand that either. Last time I looked outside, I didn't see any pollen. There's no leaves on any trees. I don't know what I'm allergic to. I said on a show about a year ago, I think I figured out what I'm allergic to. It's people. I just when I see a person or they get within 6 feet of me, I start sneezing. And I realized that's part of what the quarantine thing did to me. I got so used to not being around people and having them at least 6 feet away from me. And believe me, 6 feet is never enough. I'm not talking about any kind of disease or virus. I'm just talking about psychologically. Anybody who's closer than 6 feet, it's a problem. It's a problem. So not being around people so much and wearing a mask so that if I am around somebody, I treat them like they're contaminated, which I've always done. Now that the masks are coming off, I'm starting to sneeze when I'm around people. I think I'm allergic to them. I think my body is now not used to being near other forms of energy, human forms of energy. So I sneeze voraciously. It's almost like a warning siren. People within 6 feet start sneezing. Feel like calling my doctor and saying, "Doctor, I think I figured out my allergy. I think I'm allergic to people." And I have a feeling my doctor would say, "No shit. I mean, what else is new? How you been?" Oh my God. I've reached that age where if I talk to my doctor about something that ails me, the response is basically, "Well, you're getting older. Okay, have a nice day. What is that, $2,800 for this visit? What's my copay, $2,700? What's going on here?" "Yeah, doctor, my shoulder's been hurting lately." "Yeah, mine too." "Wow, that's not a medical response, is it?" "What my doctor's saying is don't worry about it. It's nothing." And I say, "Okay, I'm not worried now, but my shoulder still hurts. So what are we going to do?" "Hey, Ron, you're getting older. I mean, what can I tell you?" Okay, thanks for the diagnosis. Oh, man. Told my doctor a few years ago that I'm getting up in the middle of the night to pee. And my doctor said, "That's interesting. Have a nice day. We'll see you next year." "Well, aren't you concerned that I'm getting up in the middle of the night to pee?" "No, but you should be." Come on, stop this. I've noticed that my doctor no longer takes that rubber-tipped hammer and hits my knee during the annual physical exam. I call it the automobile tune-up of my body. Doctor used to hit me in the knee, and then if my knee didn't my leg didn't do a reflex thing, then I don't think the doctor knew what to do about that. I mean, "Ron, I'm hitting you in the knee with jackhammers and cement blocks, and your leg doesn't seem to move."
"Yeah, what's that about, doctor?"
"You know, I never read that far in the book, the medical book. I don't know."
"Well, then why are you hitting my knee with a rubber mallet?"
"Yeah, to be honest with you, I have no idea. I just, it's something you do. They had the rubber mallets. I didn't know what to do with it. I tried to tenderize meat with it. It doesn't really work because of the rubber tip. So I really don't know."
"Doctor, can I ask you something? Why are you looking inside of my ear with a little light at the end of that, your little device? What do you plan to see in there?"
"Be honest with you, you know, I don't know. Sometimes you have a lot of wax in your ear."
"What should I do about it?"
"I guess clean your ears out. I really don't know why I'm doing this."
I don't know. Why are you looking inside my ear?"
"To see if I can see all the way through to the other ear, and I don't know why. I'm just doing it."
"All right."
My doctor tells me to say, "Ah."
I said, why are you asking me to say, "Ah"?
And my doctor said, "You know, I just don't know." "Doctor, didn't you used to use a popsicle stick, which you called a tongue depressor?" "Ron, your tongue looks depressed."
"It's because you got a stick in there. Why are you taking a popsicle stick and pushing my tongue down with it and asking me to make a barnyard animal sound?" Well, you know, I don't know why, to be honest. I want to see what's going on in your mouth. All right. Isn't that what a dentist should be doing? Yeah, I guess. I don't know why I'm doing this, to be honest with you. So my doctor doesn't tell me to say ah anymore. Instead of saying ah, I say...
Oh!
I know. That's what I say when I get the bill. That's... I don't have to say ah in the dentist in the doctor's office. I say it at home when I get my copay bill.
Oh!
Yeah, that's what it's the sound I'm making. I never wanted to be a doctor for the obvious reason that I have to see people all day in close contact. I have no idea. The worst part about going to the doctor is sitting in that little room. It's not the waiting room where there's other people, although I don't care for that either. But when they say, okay, Mr. Van Damme, you're next. And then they put me in the examining room and they just leave me there. And I always feel like opening the door after about 10 minutes of just being, you know, I think they forgot me. So I open the door to the little examining room and I stick my head into the hallway and I go, hey, did you forget I was in here? And the nurse comes running. Shh, it's a library. Stop, why are you yelling? You put me in this room 10 minutes ago and then nobody's come by. What's going on? Well, the doctor's running behind. Running behind? What is that, an Indian name? Chief Running Bear? Running behind? What the hell? Why did you bring me into this room if the doctor's running behind? Why are you sticking me in a room and just leaving me there? I don't think that's nice. They get all pissed off at the doctor's office if you're late. Well, Mr. Van Damme, your appointment was for 9 o'clock and it's 9:20. Next time we're going to have to charge you. Oh, really? Well, if my appointment was 9 o'clock, I'm sitting in the little examining room till 9:45. I'm going to charge you. Well, you can't do that. I know. That's the problem. I've got to be on time. I've got to be punctual. But you? Yeah, I'll come in the room when I'm ready. I'm running a little behind. A little behind. I don't like that phrase. Ron, you know, you have a little behind. I thank you very much. I don't know if that's a compliment or what. I really don't know. As I've said on previous shows, I haven't seen my rear end ever. I'd have to put a mirror down there to get a good look at it. And to be honest with you, I'm a little scared to see it. I also can't see the back of my head. I don't think anybody else can either, though. I figure if I can't see it, nobody else can. Of course, that's not the case. I've been told I have a nice behind. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. What do you say, thank you, or what is that, my shining quality? You got my entire body, my face, my head, my entire physique, and you say that I have a nice behind? What does that mean? You've discounted everything else that shows up, and you've focused on some part of the body that I can't even see. Maybe I don't have a nice behind. Maybe you're lying to me. I can't verify what you just said. They don't make mirrors that low that I can do that. The back of my head, I can hold it up to the mirror in front of me and have a mirror behind me. It's a whole big technological setup of mirrors in order for me to see the back of my head. There's just no way on earth I can see my rear end. It just can't happen. I'm not flexible. I can't see my ass. Are you having a good time, or am I just babbling for some reason? Yeah, I know. All right. You know, every month I get letters from people and emails and threatening notes. They say, you know, Ron, we live our lives through horoscopes. And I say, yeah, well, we've got a resident horoscope person. And we can tell you exactly what's going to be happening to you on this particular day.
Whatever.
I know. So we're going to do that right now. Kip Starchild, we have retained him in a legal battle. So we're going to check with him right now and see what is in the charts for you.
Greetings, fellow planetary travelers. Kip Starchild here with your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Let's take a look and see what the stars have in store for you. Aquarius, the stars would like to apologize in advance for what's going to happen this month and to remind you that on some people, scars are quite becoming. Pisces, avoid people named Philip this month, especially Phillips who ask if you'd like to see the machete collection they keep in their sub-basement. Aries, you'll spend some quality time at home this month, thanks to not noticing the difference between a Hershey bar and a chocolate laxative. Remember to courtesy flush. Taurus, for some reason, true love and back alley flamenco dance lessons go hand in hand this month. Gemini, your plans to become a professional wrestler take a turn for the worse this month when you realize that you and tights just don't mix. Although the mask works, so maybe keep the dream alive. Cancer, this is the month you finally discover how many tomatoes you can fit in your mouth at once. Unfortunately, it will be against your will. Leo, do not accept pigs from strangers. It may seem like a good way to get free bacon, but it will only lead to a bad case of demonic possession. Virgo, a double espresso, a croissant, and a fake Lithuanian accent are all you need for success this month. Don't ask me how. Scorpio, this month, wear a cup. Everywhere. You never know. Sagittarius, you'll have a chance to drive a Zamboni this month. You will be drunk, and the police will be chasing you, and there's a good chance shots will be fired, but whee, a Zamboni! Capricorn, take every fortune cookie you read this month very literally. It could save your life or the life of someone you love. Oh, ignore the lucky numbers, though. That's just made-up nonsense. I'm Kip Starchild, and that's your New England Broadcasting Horoscopescape for the month. Make good choices. Peace.
Well, all right. Now I feel like these stars can guide my path. There's a store near me called Women of Wisdom. Ironically, a phrase I don't quite understand. Even Men of Wisdom, I'm not getting that either. It's a lovely place, and you walk inside, and it's very spiritual. They have a lot of those scent things, you know, the lavender and the all that stuff. And they have these stones, which are supposed to be, I think, I don't know if they're made of quartz or pints or what, but they're stones, and they're from the Mother Earth. I don't know why there isn't a Father Earth. There's something going on there with that relationship. But from the bowels of Mother Earth, they have these stones, these crystals, I think is what they call them. That's also the name of the person that owns the place. But they have these bins of crystals, and I said to one of the women of wisdom, Beth, I said, Beth, what do these crystals represent? And she says, well, what happens is you take the crystal and you hold it very tight in your hand, and when you need guidance and spiritual support, the crystal has magic properties. I said, I don't think it does. I think you are a little bit insane, Beth. And then I thought about it, and I picked up one of these crystals, and I held it in my hand, and it was incredible, the feeling that I got from holding this crystal. And the feeling was nothing. But I do believe, you must have faith and belief in order to make it through this crazy world that we call life. So I bought one of the crystals for $20. It's a nice looking rock is what it is. It's a nice looking rock. And I have a feeling that Beth went into her backyard and started collecting rocks and said to herself as she was doing it, some schmuck is going to buy this for $20, but look, I got to put my kids through college, so I'm collecting rocks and selling them as magic crystals. Some schmuck is going to buy this. Well, you're looking at the schmuck. So I buy this crystal and I bring it home. And whenever I feel stress or indecisiveness or anxiety, I pick up this magic crystal and I hold it tight in my hand. And believe it or not, by the end of the day, nothing has happened. It's a reminder to me that I'm an idiot sometimes and I fall prey to these beliefs. But I've been told by people like Beth at this particular store that sells rocks from somebody's backyard as magic potion crystals. I've been told that it's all what you believe. It's all what you believe. If you believe that the rock holds magical properties, then it shall be. Because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Similar to people that tell me I have a nice ass, that's in your beholdment. I don't know if I would agree with you, but it did make me feel good. And that's what it's about. These things mean nothing. They are incorrect, but yet when someone engages themselves with it in a positive manner, good things happen. And that's the interesting part about the human condition. Many of you are saying, Ron, what the hell are you talking about? What I'm saying is, you can take any object, hold it in your hand, and if you really believe that it's magical, then good things will happen from you holding this little thing in your hand. Well, you could pick up a dog turd, hold it in your hand very tight. It will be disgusting and it will smell. But if you truly believe, this magic dog turd can make your day brighter and more productive. And that's because we're human beings. And that's why people get scammed all the time. Because if you say it enough, it can become true. That's weird. There's something wrong with that, but it's the way we live. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of time for today, but I'll be back again tomorrow. That's not a promise, that's a threat. So join me then. Here's what I want you to do. Pick up a pencil, if they still make those things. The little graphite sticks, you know what I'm talking about, kids? Millennials don't know what pencils are. Well, then type this into your note thing in your smartphone to listen to the show tomorrow, and I will again be here, and hopefully we can have some type of an odd type of relationship. Let's keep it that way. All right, I'm out of time. That's it. Why am I stretching this out? Why am I making this worse than it already is? Have yourselves a wonderful day, and I wish you peace. Where's my crystal? I need to hold my crystal. Where's my magic rock? Who took my magic rock? Where is it?